with the latest in country music news. It's Nashville Kat. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning. The Grammy Awards are Sunday night on CBS. Blake and Gwen will perform their duet. He says he'll just be standing behind the mic and Gwen will do, quote, all the eye candy stuff.
Whatever that means.
Presenters include Keith Urban and Shania Twain. Tanya Tucker has the most country nominations and she'll also perform and present. It's been 26 years since Tanya had a top five hit, 32 years since she had a number one.
I mean, no offense to anybody, but I was looking at the list and there's some songs that didn't even really get that high on the chart, I thought, that are on there, but I don't know. It's always, yeah. The Grammys are always interesting. It's a little bit of a different take, in my opinion.
Totally. They aren't always going with chart stuff. They mm-hmm. like to be kind of out there, don't they, in a way?
Yep.
Garth is on the Kelly Clarkson show today. When he shot the underwater video for Dive Bar, his band had to be scuba certified, and I guess they were trained in a motel pool in a bad part of town, East Nashville, because that's the only place that had one 10 feet deep.
Wow.
And then this is interesting. The amps and gear used were wrecked in Nashville's 2010 flood, so Garth got them all for free.
Oh, wow.
You wonder who hangs on to wrecked gear for 9 years.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, it worked out good. And also, I found out he and Blake had huge fans on them as they sang to move their clothes and hair, so it seemed like they were also underwater.
Well, they really pulled out all the stops there, huh?
Yeah, I love that. I love to go behind the scenes.
Yeah, for sure.
Finally, Kane Brown recently bought a 1992 Honda motorcycle like he had when he was 18. He had to ride it to the gas station, though, on a flat tire, but said he still had the biggest smile on his face.
Well, no kidding. I mean, being able to kind of fulfill a life dream, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Thanks, Kat.
I'm Nashville Kat with Brandon on the Morning Kickstart.